Task 23.
You are going to hear a text about fishing. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the statements below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, mark the statements 1 to 9, true, T, or false, F, in the space provided. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalize your answers. Start studying the statements now.
The central problem facing the fishing industry is too many boats chasing too few fish. And it's not just a British or European headache, it's a worldwide crisis. For 10 years, the European Commission has estimated the fishing fleet was 40% too large. Despite this, fishermen across the continent get more than £800 million a year in subsidies. Yet, during the 90s, more than 60,000 fishermen lost their jobs in Europe. The overfishing can be seen everywhere. Worldwide, 60% of fish species are being overfished. In the Mediterranean, hake numbers are only 60% of what they should be. In the Baltic, herring are in such danger that the amount fishermen are allowed to catch has halved in the last 4 years. And in the North Sea, cod is in an increasingly desperate state. Once the most abundant species, Britain's quota is only a third of what it was 7 years ago. Further west is a grim portent of what can happen if stocks aren't conserved. Off Canada's coast, what were once the richest cod fishing grounds in the world, warnings of overfishing were ignored, and 10 years ago, cod became commercially extinct. 30,000 fishermen lost their jobs. So what can be done? Well, fish farms are expanding, but there are concerns about pollution. Increasingly, Europe's fishing vessels are going further afield, casting their nets off the west coast of Africa. But countries in that continent object to outsiders taking the fish. The EU is aiming to have a review of the common fisheries policy ready by the end of this year. Somehow it will have to consider the economic well-being of fishermen, the conservation of fish stocks, and the consumer's desire for plenty of sushi in the supermarket. And while the conservationists, fishermen, and politicians wrangle, the seas become emptier.